Right, okay. Well, why do you have to do so many things before you start? Good, okay. Can you hear me okay? Good. So, we come today to the first of our Advent weeks, and it's the Candle of Hope this Sunday, the Candle of Peace next week with Julie. The third Sunday will be the Candle of Joy, and then finally the Candle of Love. I'm never sure which order they go in. And when you look up on Google, it tells you all kinds. So anyway, that's what we're going with. I looked at what the definition of hope was. Of what Advent was. An arrival or coming, especially one who is awaited. So it's something personal. Somebody who's awaited. And when we use hope, the word hope these days, so often it gets misconstrued, doesn't it? So that people say, well, I hope that when I arrive in Newcastle last evening, it's the same temperature as it was in Tenerife 9 o'clock this morning, where it was too hot to stand and wait for the coach to the airport. That's the kind of hope that rarely comes to pass. And it certainly didn't come to pass yesterday. We're freezing cold. I thought back to some of the things I had hoped for as a young guy. Thinking about Christmas, I thought, I would love one of those Mammoth steam engines. Does any of you know what I mean? Yeah, some of them are a traction engine, they're actually a tractor. Some of them just sat there and puffed away. I think they were run by methylated spirits. And I looked and I could see some available on the web. And I think the cheapest one was £90. I thought, that's why I didn't get one. Okay, but it was something I hoped for, hope that wasn't realised. And then I was fortunate enough in IBM to have a company car. And I had some nice motors by the end of my time there. I had a Granada and I had then a Volvo. And I had always wanted a sporty type car, which had to be red, all right? A red sporty car. I know it's a man thing, but I thought I'd really go. So I had ordered my next car after the Volvo, from one extreme to the other, a Calibra, which was basically a Cavalier with a bit over the top that made it look a bit sporty. Wasn't very sporty, but it looked it. And then they gave me an early retirement plan. I never got it. So all that time I waited, hoping that I was going to be able to have that, and yet it never materialised. Hope is not about something we wish for. The hope that we're talking about is something we can be certain of. Today we light a candle of hope, not just the kind of hope based in a dream world, but the real Christian hope based on the knowledge of God's continuing love for us through Jesus. So I think next we should have a reading from Micah. Okay. Shall we read this together? That would be good, wouldn't it? Micah 5, verses 2 to 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he will be our peace when the Assyrians invade our land and march through our fortresses. We will raise against them seven shepherds, even eight commanders. So there is the prophecy of the advent of Jesus. The Israelites were looking for a Messiah, a hope, somebody who would come and would change things for them. This prophecy was written by a prophet called Micah from about 750 to 686 BC. And he was a prophet to both of the kingdoms that the Jews dwelt in, both Judah and Israel. The same time Isaiah was around in 701 to 681, and he spoke to the southern kingdom, to Judah, while Hosea spoke to the northern kingdom of Israel. They were looking for a Messiah. Why? Because they were always under some kind of domination, whether it was the Egyptians, whether it was the Babylonians, whether it was the Persians. It always seemed as though they were being pushed down and restricted. And so they looked for that hope, that firm hope of a Messiah. And when we come to Advent and we look and we see Jesus coming about, God incarnate, coming down to earth, Emmanuel, it saddens me that our Jewish friends are still waiting for something that's already happened. They've missed the boat. That's worse, isn't it? Have a hope which is actually realised and you've missed it. I preached on this subject of hope at Advent on the 6th of December 2020, about 3 months after the church started. And my second bullet point was this: 2020, a year when the UK lacked hope. If you can cast your mind back to 2020, there was something called Brexit. Okay, 2016, we decided as a nation that we would withdraw from the EU. By the way, we still haven't done that completely, but we won't go there. We would leave the BU, the BU. We would leave the EU. We left the BU as well. Okay, Freudian slip. Okay, we had TV services because not only was it Brexit, but it was also COVID-19. We were trying to get round this pandemic. What on earth was going on? We hadn't faced something like this before. So we had TV services. I remember preaching twice to the church up at Hoot on the Spring in my study. And I could see them on the screen, and I could see my PowerPoint up on there, but I was about 50 miles away in mask preaching to them. We looked at Facebook, we looked at YouTube services. We had a vaccine that was produced, we wore masks, social distancing. It was all going on. I read the facts the other day that the 25 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. And 250,000 people were hospitalised. 250,000. That's a huge number hospitalised. So what was the outcome of that? A lack of hope. A lack of hope. People lacked hope at that time in 2020. So did they turn to God? Sadly, there were no signs of that. It seemed as though nobody knew which way to turn or how to cope with it. So we come to 2025. Oh, that seems like to be the same title as 2020. A year when people lack hope. September of this year, COVID-2. We know about that because Enid and I both had it. The NHS is all over the place. It lacks funds. The government seems to want to spend more than they've got to spend.
The roads are in a mess. The schools are in a mess. We have a huge benefits budget. We have children living below the breadline. Politicians are not trusted. Trump rules. Not a lot has changed. People lack hope. You've only got to listen to something like Question Time, and you can see from the responses to the people in the audience, they don't trust the politicians, they don't trust what's coming out of their mouth, and they haven't got hope. And then this week, we had something called the budget. And I won't make any comments about that, except to say that sometimes people make mistakes and get things wrong, even with the best intentions. But it doesn't seem to have given a lot of people much hope. But there are some signs of a turning to God. And we thank God for that. And a lot of the reason that he spouted and explained why that should be the case, why young people especially are turning towards God, is because they haven't got any hope. They can't see that the answers to life are in what's going around them. Biblical and church history reminds us that God has always been involved in our world and in his people. We may not have human hope. Certainly, God's solution was not as was expected. When you look at this peculiar word, Ephrata, it refers to a small town where King David was born. But Ephrata was a small clan of people within the tribe of Judah, too small and insignificant to be numbered among the clans of Judah. They were nothing people. Jesus was born into a nothing people. It shows of his humility that he came from humble origins. And yet we know that he's the shepherd who can bring peace into our lives. In amongst the hopelessness, he gives us hope. He gives us the opportunity for eternal security, for reconciliation with God. Why did Jesus come into that situation? Because his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. How would we have gone about it? Not this way. But this is God's way of entering into our world to give us hope for the now and for the then. Isaiah 7, the sign of Emmanuel. All right then, verse 14. All right then, the Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And from Isaiah 53, the promise of a Saviour. Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care, yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. We so often have heard this psalm being spoken about in our services. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. What has changed in 5 years, from 2020 to 2025 in our world? Not a lot. We still have major wars going on. We still have people trying to rule the world, particularly from the States. Not a lot has improved in that time. We are beset with problems. We talked about the perseverance. Brian mentioned it. How we need to persevere. It's not easy. People still don't seem to want to know about God's answer to our human needs. There is hope to be found in Jesus. We know that. He has the answers to life's problems. Some of the young people are finding that for themselves. Praise God for that. Pray that it won't just be the young people. But there will be a revival. There will be a rekindling of God's Spirit that will spread amongst our nation. The way of salvation through the child coming to earth, growing up to be the saviour of the world. And the promise for us of an eternal future with our God. In a world of hopelessness, we need to be the people of hope. Why? Because we know the ending. We know the ending. God has promised that we will be with him in glory if we make him our saviour and friend. I was watching Songs of Praise, not this week's, because I missed last week's, and I wanted to hear the children's songs. I don't know, did any of you see it? It was fantastic. It really was good. The bangers from school days. And they went back. And maybe it's something we could do one time in our Songs of Praise. Sing some of the songs that we used to sing. Number one, Shine, Jesus, Shine. The most popular of all of them. Now, I used to have a worship leader that dreaded that being sung. She was fed up to the back teeth with it. Okay? But yet you look at it and it's great. It's a great song. Okay? Shine, Jesus, shine. Okay? And the aim of it is to make us be the people that shine. Philippians 2, at the end of that hymn, it talks about us being bright, shining stars in a dark world. Boy, that's where we are. But light coming into darkness makes a difference. And God wants us to be sure of the hope that he brings. God brought that hope through Jesus. And he wants us to be those who shine for him day by day. So pray for all the opportunities we have, both as individuals and as a church, as we come to through this Advent time to Christmas time. Pray that we may be bright, shining stars. When the opportunity comes, that we will grab them and point the way to the person who is the hope of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, God incarnate, our Saviour, entering our world to be the Saviour. Let's pray.